Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2. Oh, Mother Nature, why do you disappoint me so much? It's Monday, and it was a good weekend, but on Sunday, I missed NASCAR. And I missed NASCAR because it got rained out. And I was so disappointed because it's the opening day of NASCAR. You know, next to football, NASCAR is the thing for me. And I wonder, will we ever find the Danica Patrick of politics? That feisty young woman who is clearly smart, who's intelligent, entertaining, but has that something special that just wants you to keep up with her and follow her and hope the best for her. Sarah Palin was kind of that, but at some point she just got too frisky or too riled up or too defensive in a way, and that ruined it. Now, could she ever still be president? I think so. Or vice president? I think even better. I think people need to see her perform on the national stage, like as a VP, and then maybe become president after that. Also interesting was Romney and Santorum at NASCAR. At least I'm not sure if Santorum was there, I should be honest. His car was there. That's right. Rick Santorum sponsored a NASCAR, number 26. And it was amazing. I mean, it had Santorum, Rick Santorum, all over the side of it and the back of it. And then there's this picture that floated across Twitter where Mitt Romney, who was at NASCAR, walks by the 26 car. And it was so funny because it had a lot of contrast to it. So think about it like this. Mitt Romney, who is probably not a NASCAR fan, is there. And he's wearing a NASCAR jacket. Compared to Rick Santorum, who I don't know if it was there, but clearly was sponsoring a NASCAR. I mean, it's huge. It's going to go around the 500 laps or whatever. People are going to constantly be seeing it. And I just thought, what a contrast between the guy who has a lot of money but wears a jacket and the guy who doesn't have a lot of money but sponsors an entire car. I think that says a lot. Who actually loves the down-home, backwoods, flyover state type of sport? I'd say it's Rick Santorum. And I hope his car comes in at least the top 10. All right, from Dallas, I'm Elijah B. Have a great day.